I've always felt that the most important message that God wants his people to hear is the voice of God through his Christ to you and me saying, come. And yes, it is consistent with the entirety of the scriptures to picture God with arms wide open, ready to embrace the sinner, ready to strengthen the tired and weary, ready to comfort the sorrowful, ready to provide for the needy, ready to walk the journey of life with all who would heed his voice saying, come. And oh, how blessed are they who hear the voice and in response say, Jesus, I come to thee. How blessed are they! In saying, Jesus, I come, they step into freedom, gladness, and light. For their sickness, he has health to bestow. For their needs, he has riches in abundance. For their sins, he will gladly bestow the righteousness of Christ. It is only for the one who hears his voice to say, Jesus, I come. Out of my bondage, sorrow, and night.
Out of my bondage, sorrow, and night.
Jesus, I come.
Jesus, I come.
Jesus, I come.
Jesus, I come.
Into thy freedom, gladness, and light.
Into thy freedom, gladness, and light.
Jesus, I come to
Jesus,
thee.
Jesus, I come to thee.
Out of my sickness into thy health.
Out of my sickness into thy health.
Out of my want and into thy wealth.
Out of my want and into thy wealth.
Out of my sin and into
thyself. Sin and into thyself.
Oh Jesus, I come
Jesus,
to thee.
Jesus, I come to thee.
In Matthew 11, we read of Jesus revealing the secret to finding true rest. The secret may appear too simple, too childish, so much so that the worldly wise and knowledgeable are unable to believe it. Jesus said in verse 25, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. Verse 27, all things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. And then in verse 28, the Lord gave that invitation that we must believe and accept and answer as trusting little children would. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And oh, how I love how this hymn writer responded to that. Out of my shameful failure and loss, Jesus, I come.
Jesus, I come.
Jesus, I come.
Jesus, I come.
Into the glorious gain of thy cross.
Into the glorious gain of thy cross.
Jesus, I come.
Jesus, I come. I come to thee.
Out of heart sorrows into thy balm.
Out of heart sorrows into thy balm.
Out of life storms and into thy calm.
Out of life storms and into thy calm.
Out of distress to jubilant psalms.
Out of distress to jubilant psalms.
Amen. Jesus, I come.
Jesus,
I come.
Jesus, I come.
I come to thee.
To thee.
And I hope you heard that last part, especially where it says, out of distress to jubilant psalms. Yes, out of distress to jubilant psalms. May that indeed be your portion. And he's not only able to do it, he is willing to do it and to do much more. Just let go of pride, of arrogance, of doubt, of anxieties, and of such state of mind that says going to Christ with your burden is not the way to go. Let go of them. No matter how simple, no matter how complex the situation, no matter how long-standing the request, do not ignore his voice saying, come, come to me. And that voice is clear and loud. You cannot pretend not to hear him. John 7:37, on the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. Out of unrest and arrogant pride.
Out of unrest and arrogant pride.
Jesus, I come.
Jesus, I come.
Jesus, I come.
Jesus, I come.
Into thy blessed will to abide.
Thy blessed will to abide.
Jesus, I come.
Jesus,
I come to thee.
I come to thee.
Out of myself to dwell in thy love.
Out of myself to dwell in thy love.
Out of despair into raptures of joy.
Out of despair to raptures above.
Upward forever on wings like a dove.
On wings like a dove.
Jesus, I come.
Jesus, I come.
I come to thee.
To thee.
Brothers and sisters, let us learn from the saints who have heeded the voice of our Lord. Don't carry your burdens all alone, and don't follow any counsel or worldly wisdom that runs counter to the wisdom of Christ. Don't walk alone. Walk with Christ. Let him hold your hand. Let him lead you in the big things and the small things. Let him counsel you when you are confused. Let him take the wheel. Surrender your all to him, and you will find that nothing can hold you hostage. Not death, not sickness, not need, not failure, not the fear of tomorrow. Because him to whom we have come has overcome the world. So answer his call. Accept him as Lord and Savior, and treat him as Lord and Savior. Treat him as Lord and Savior by casting all your burdens upon him. He will hold you by the hand. He will lead you through life and grant you at the end a place at his side in heaven. Out of the fear and dread of the tomb.
Out of the fear and dread of the tomb.
Oh Jesus, I come.
Jesus, I come.
Dear Jesus, I come.
Jesus, I come.
Into the joy and light of thy home.
Into the joy and light of thy home.
Jesus, I come.
Jesus,
I come to thee.
I come to thee.
Out of the debt of ruin untold.
Out of the debt of ruin untold.
Into the peace of thy sheltering fold.
Into the peace of thy sheltering fold.
Ever thy glorious face to behold.
Ever thy glorious face to behold.
Jesus, I come to thee.
Jesus, I come to thee.
Oh yes, out of the debt of ruin untold.
Out of the debt of ruin untold.
thy sheltering fold.
Into the peace of thy sheltering fold.
Ever thy glorious face to behold.
Ever thy glorious face to behold.
Jesus, I come.
Jesus, I come
to thee.
To thee.
Let us pray. Lord, we thank you once again for your word, and we thank you for those who have put your words into hymns. Hymns that encourage us, hymns that challenge us, hymns that open our hearts to you. Today we have been challenged to cast our all upon you. For those who have not accepted you as Lord and Savior, please let your spirit give them no rest until they accept you as Lord and Savior. For those of us who have accepted you, but who are still burdened by the cares of this world, Lord, please open our eyes to see you standing and calling out to us to come. And let your spirit give us no rest until we go to you with all our burdens and our cares. So much so that we will enjoy that rest that you have promised. So much so that our hunger will be fed and our thirst assuaged and our joy will be full. We ask this in faith and in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you for listening. Please consider sharing this episode on your Facebook, Twitter, and WhatsApp applications. Someone somewhere may need to listen to this. To have the best listening experience and to have access to past episodes, please consider downloading the SoundCloud application on your phone and follow In Preaching. The In Preaching podcast is produced by the Gospel Bells Port TV, whose mission is to engage the contemporary culture with the mind of Christ. Please visit our website at www.thegospelbells.com for further details. Thank you. See you next week and stay blessed.